The Syracuse Common Council is unanimously calling for the immediate suspension of a Syracuse police officer that broke rank and pushed a Syracuse.com news photographer to the ground during one of the city's protests against police brutality. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, it happened on the night when protests turned violent, windows were smashed, and stores were looted.
The photographer captured the incident on his camera as police in riot gear moved in on protesters. It was reported the photographer had scrapes and bruises and two camera lenses were broken. But it's also indicative of violent confrontations that have happened across the country between police, protesters, and the media. After some conversations, Syracuse councilors came together to condemn the officer at a council meeting. Council President Helen Hudson says this is nothing new.
It's been happening in our community on a regular basis for decades. And at some point, we're at a boiling point. And the people that are chosen to protect and serve, they have to do just that. And as a council, it's our job to ensure that there's going to be some kind of personal accountability.
Hudson says the council is putting together legislation on the local level that will address police department oversight. Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh and Police Chief Kent Buckner both apologized for the incident, and an investigation is ongoing. Since the incident, protests have been largely peaceful in Syracuse, including a massive demonstration that drew thousands of people over the weekend. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.